self as a sort of a way of communicating is part of many different experience journeys that have been developed and trialed in this church, written by people from this church. They're like a seed that was planted by people who are here today, and now over a million children are part of the experience Easter, experience Christmas, experience harvest children experiences every single year, right across the nation. We hear stories from St. Paul's Cathedral, who are doing experience Easter, from York Minster, from local parishes in tiny rural villages. I was talking to somebody yesterday who wanted to be married in this church in August, who comes from Finchley. And he saw the stations, oh, we do that sort of thing in our church in Finchley in London. A seed that God has planted and has been sown in good soil, has been received by people here, is now beginning to bear fruit. And what fruit it is. We are so thankful to God for the harvest that that's already making across the nation, indeed in different countries across the world. So we celebrate today the harvest that is already here. But we also want to look forward to the harvest that is yet to come. And Belinda Stowe has been developing some resources that many of you here already have had the opportunity to experience and to say how they are, how you found them, and engaged with the stories. How many of you here have been in Sparklers and enjoyed Jack in the Box stories? Put your hand up. Quite a few of you know Jack. Well, we're going to see Jack, I think. He's going to make a first appearance here in Christchurch and to help us understand a very important story about how we can use the harvest that God has given us or not. Ask Belinda to come forward with her box. Let's give her a very big clap.
And would any Sparklers children, past, present, future, who would like to come and see Jack come out the front with parents? Yeah, come on, Eloise.
Leave the children. It's nice and dirty on here.
Yeah, so it's not very good, is it? Yes. Do you want to sit down?
So any sort of 3, 4, 5, 6-year-olds are very welcome to come and gather around. If you're not in Sparklers, come forward. If you're that sort of age, 5, 6, come forward and sit around with Belinda now. Anybody else? You're 8. Sorry, beg your pardon. Thank you.
Do you want to move around?
You can just listen like one of the grown-ups. Come and sit up here. Okay. Oh, look at that. That's very kind.
Thank you. Jack is going to come out of his box. I think he knows most of you, doesn't he? Shall we sing? Some of you know this song. Can you sing this song? Welcome everyone and say hello. Say hello. Say hello. Welcome everyone and say hello. I'm glad you came. Now, who knows what Jack always brings in his box? He brings some different things, but he always brings one thing that is his favourite. What does he always bring, Eloise?
His Bible.
He always brings his Bible, doesn't he? Here's the Bible, here's the Bible, a special book, what's inside it, what's inside it, let's take a look, let's take a look. Now Jack wanted to tell a story today that is also about a farmer. It's a story that Jesus told, but it's not the one that we just did with Tracy. It's a different one about a different farmer. Here he is. I think we'll call this one Farmer Jim. So it was springtime, and Farmer Jim was sowing his seeds in his field. He liked to sow corn and oats and wheat. So he had his bowl or his bag of seeds, and he was sowing them, scattering them around on the field. You can pretend if you want to scatter your seeds on the fields. And when he'd finished sowing, there was nothing he could do except wait. "I do hope those seeds grow well," thought Farmer Jim as he walked home. "Then I might become a very rich farmer." And that year, the weather was just perfect for growing crops. The sun shone, but not too hot. The rain fell. Can you make some rain fall? But not too much. And what happened to those seeds in Farmer Jim's fields? They grew, and they grew, and they grew tall and strong. And by summertime, as Farmer Jim looked out on his fields, they were just full of waving golden corn and oats and wheat. Farmer Jim felt really excited. "This is the best harvest I've ever had," he said to himself. "It's going to make me a very rich man." And it did make him very rich. He had such a wonderful harvest that his barn was bursting. "What am I going to do with such a bumper crop?" he thought. "I know, I'll build myself a bigger barn to store it all. How clever I am. Now I am rich enough to just sit back and enjoy himself." So that's what he did. Farmer Jim was very pleased with himself, wasn't he? But Jesus said that God wasn't very pleased with Farmer Jim. I wonder why that was. Did Farmer Jim have a harvest festival to say thank you to God for sending the sun and the rain to grow his crop so well? Did he? He didn't, did he? He just thought he was very clever. Did Farmer Jim think about sharing his crop with other people when his barn was bursting? Did he share it with people who didn't have enough to eat? He didn't, did he? He just wanted to keep it all for himself. Farmer Jim was very greedy. But God wants us to be thankful and to share all the good things that we have. Oh, Jack says he wants to go back in his box now and have some thinking time, because Jack does like to have thinking time, doesn't he, every week? He says he'd like to think about how he can say thank you to God for all the good things he has. Oh, and something else he'd like to think as well, about how he can share some of those good things with other people. So I think that might be something that we could think about as well, couldn't it? How we can be thankful to God and how we can share all the good things we have. So Jack, shall we say goodbye to Jack if he's going back in his box, okay? Goodbye, everyone. Wave goodbye to Jack. We've had fun and he'll be back.